Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about how the season is going before most people hit by level 20. And I said most people because this guy here has hit by level 20. I think he's one of the first people to do it. So I gotta ask, how did it feel to play that lead by level rush?
I mean, it went pretty smoothly. I played pretty safe. I didn't lose yet, and I had the lenience to lose one today and still make it, so I had an attack left when I made it, which surprised me a little bit. I thought I was going to have to be perfect to make it, but, I mean, two mercs, no salary. I had a couple days where I was sweating it out, where it was like all I needed was... because I transitioned every day this season, it felt like, and I had 2 days in a row where when I hit 14 and 9, then I got a new mount each of those days. And those first two attacks when you get the new guy are like, you know, there's like a 30% chance I lose this battle. And as long as I get through that attack and it levels up once or twice, I'm good to go for the rest of the day. But thankfully, it fell in my favor.
Good. Would you do this strategy again?
Yeah,
is this a thing you think you can count on?
Absolutely. I don't think I would...
Okay.
You know, I've never been a believer in salary, and I don't think I would start with salary again. I know how much easier it feels when you have the gold, but there was only one day where I was really scrimping, and I had to sell some armor that I had equipped just to do what I needed to do. So I would do this every season. I wouldn't do the trog maybe going forward. As anybody who watched yesterday's video would know that you are a firm believer in the no trog soloing.
Sorry, I was like just making fun of you the entire time. No, but you can see like the trog was like a source of a lot of the stress.
It was most of it, right? I sacrificed a lot of points because of the trog.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. The early game just happens to be really knifeman heavy all the time. And I think that's just because of the multis, honestly. Because the multis buy the braves. And then all the people that are farming the multis buy the knives. And all the people farming the people who are farming the multis shouldn't buy trogs. And it's weird. Like, when I say, like, the multis are warping the game, they're warping the game more than you might expect at first. And that's another, like, silly sort of, you know, hidden way that they're really changing the gameplay. I think if the starting field was more diverse and people just evolved all different directions, then maybe you wouldn't see so many knife men out there. Interesting. So tell me more about your by level 20 guys. What did you go with?
You know, I have been deciding for a week, it feels like, what I'm going to do. And then it came down to the moment. And then, you know, we're trying to get our alliance battle in. And it was just like, okay, should I go, you know, super crush of demons and whip man it up and go pure offensive? But I was like, I'm here first. I should do what I can do to be the safest by level 20 setup I can and try and take advantage of being ahead. So I went with an Axeman and a ranged.
Gotcha. And did it feel weird attacking without a mount, or did you have enough targets?
Today I went down pretty... Today once I hit, I only had one attack left anyway at 20. So Renegade Monk, I was able to get my revenge on him with his stupid knife men that were taking out my trog the entirety of the season so far.
Yeah.
So Renegade Monk was my only attack so far.
RMK Annihilate. I love how he names his mercs. They're so cool. They have so much theme going on. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so that's you. That's you right there.
That's
okay.
Right.
So you have 71. Okay. Yeah. And I guess 49 accuracy is still pretty respectable. Like, you're not going to counter that easily. And then, okay, yeah. So, I mean, you're already five levels up. Most people's by level 20s don't exist yet.
Exactly.
And you've already gained five levels. So that's the advantage you have.
Yeah, plus, I have another, like, I get tomorrow's alliance battle, where I don't know if people are going to need their alliance battle to make it to 20 tomorrow or not.
No.
How far away are you guys from, like, how many attacks are you going to need to get there?
Maybe, like, seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. The more the better for me.
Yes. And then we'll figure out how good your late game is. Because I feel like every time we play the late game together, you're arriving there with like 10 attacks or something different. And then that sort of creates differences between you and the other players that are really competitive. But now you've went like with 9 attacks. Is this the first time in your life?
First time I've ever done 9 attacks, and it hurt. It hurt to have 3 points that I could use on an attack and not do it. It just
Yeah,
doesn't
but
make
that's
sense. I feel like you should be able to do it, but I haven't found the way to pull it off yet.
Yeah, and I think plenty of players have found a way to make 9 work. So yeah, 9 feels great. I love 9. Like I see those 3 points and I'm like, I don't want the extra attack. It's really funny.
I had to force myself to put those into buy level so I didn't decide at some point. Because I, knowing me, I'd be
That's
like, well, if
funny.
I lost one, maybe I'll just throw one onto an attack just to make up for that loss, because I have done that in the past too.
That's funny. That's funny. Cool. So, yeah, the guys with 4 mercs are going to hit buy level 20 tomorrow. So that's me. Let me pull up a list of all the other really good players. I'm just kidding. Like we got like 4-shard Dynamis, BHS, maybe Eos, Butterfly, Crush of Demons, Jamai, Frost, Cloak and Dagger, Beck. Yeah. I think those guys are going to hit. And of course, there are a lot of players that are playing this way, so it's really hard to name all of them. But these are examples of some players that are going to hit 20. And then I think everyone is going to be in that range of levels. So how you build your mercs and what mercs you choose, that's gonna impact the next 20 days of your season. Yeah. Do you wanna spy some people and just take one last look at HD before everything becomes by level 20?
Yeah, let's go. I
Yeah.
mean, these two have 13 attacks. Like, what do you feel about going 13 attacks? That's not something we see very often.
I think it's untenable. Like it's untenable in this environment because there are not enough players and the value drops off really steep. Like if we had like 2,000 players and you had like 50 accounts that gave you good yield, then maybe it makes sense. But I just can't justify this. Like it, I'll have to try it for myself to see how it feels. But it's really weird. Like, but then the thief is strong, but he's by level 2.
Right, at level
And the fact
17,
that
it's not like, my guy's gonna level up 5 times tomorrow, and how much that level 17 isn't going anywhere.
No. So yeah, and the fact that you were able to defeat him today says
Right,
volumes about
exactly.
your relative combat strength. So yeah, it's really weird. I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, I think this is Renegade Monk is an experienced player that has done this before, so I would only do it if you know what you're getting yourself into. Like that lead you're building is not as shiny as it seems. Yeah. Scotty Dog. So Scotty Dog is also by level 2, except this setup feels a little bit safer because at least it's a triangle. And the scout is actually pretty good, like 81 agility. Like that's not terrible. Like I imagine a lot of people playing knights, sorry, not knights, dukes and cavaliers had trouble attacking Scotty Dog because 81 agility is not low. Yeah. So, yeah, I think if you're gonna build a triangle, this is probably a little bit better at buy level 2. But yeah, you just gotta find the targets. It's really hard because there's that big chunk of players in the middle that are really strong and they're by level 14.
I mean, this tells me if you're playing 4 mercs for that beginning rush, like you can keep a scout all the way to 20 with those stats.
Maybe. I would like to check how many salary points these people have because that might be. Yeah, because like Monk has 3 salary
Oh,
points.
does he? 13 attacks and 3 salary. Interesting.
Yeah, so those mercs are like, they're stronger than they should be because he has points invested in them. He has a lot of money invested in them. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, that might make them look better than they actually are if you played it without 3 points. Because, like, I have 1 point, and I'm making 3K a day. So I imagine with 3 points, the dude is, like, he's at a higher level than us. He's rolling it. Like, he's just, he has more money than he knows what to do with. So, yeah. Yeah, those stats are under the influence of some serious money there. How about Newstone? Newstone is a, you know, is a player that is new, I guess.
It looks like he's playing today.
He's playing today. We're catching him playing right now. Let's buy Newstone and Lance.
Newstone.
Yeah.
And Lance. Where did Lance go?
Lance is at the top. Yeah, it's interesting. Lance played a really good early game last month with 9 attacks and 4 mercs. It seemed like he was a different person, like someone else was playing his account. But then he got on video and he started speaking, and I was like, oh, okay, you really know what you're talking about. And then he does this. This is wild. This is like the Lance that was like two months ago when everyone was just farming him. And I was like, dude, you can't lose an attack on like to Lance like on video, okay? Like, but hey, he's by level 9, so he's doing better than Scotty Dog and Renegade Monk in terms of buy level.
Yeah,
I think this is a more fair balance between buy level and daily attacks. But yeah, Defbo, and then 3 attacking guys. That's early game HD for you.
Yeah, that's a fun setup right there. And to be fair to Lance, this season versus last season, he's like in finals crunch mode at school right now. So he's been doing his attacks like 20 minutes before reset. And
yeah, props to Lance for still playing. Appreciate the activity. Yeah. Now we got the new rock. So this guy, like, he didn't play last month. So this is a player that has been consistently playing this month. And he finished number 4 last reset. Negative speed, death bow, attacking watchman. So this is really interesting. It has only 16 agility and it has 22 speed. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But that dungeon guard is strong.
Yeah, the thing about those swordsmen is they have the attributes to be an attacking powerhouse, but that speed, you've got to put the points into speed, and when you're allocating to speed, you're losing those damage allocations. So it's a trade-off at every level with the swordsmen right now.
Yeah, but they're really good at fighting Whitman, and Whitman are popular.
Very true.
And the swordsmen, the speed allocation growth rate is actually pretty high.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the base speed is really low because we had to, you know, had to make it a certain thing. Okay, and coming at number 5 and 6, we have Jib and Bagel. So, Jib and Bagel. I don't know what's going on with Jib and Bagel. Jib has 2 marks. Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Jib is always a mystery. Like, I don't know how many salary he has. I don't know what's going on. I just know he's just going to do some crazy stuff and like make me rethink how HD works.
Well, he pulled off a lot of attacks and then late buy level rush and finished, I don't know, did he finish 3rd last season? He finished up there.
I think he finished 5th.
5th, which, I mean, a top 5 going attacks is pretty impressive. It hasn't been done in this modern era that we're in right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. We got to keep our eye on him. Yeah. He finished 5th. Yeah. And then Bagel, our. Yeah. It's a swordsman right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it looks like she sold the rebel. I think the rebel's time was up. Like you could tell, like she gave up on it because it didn't have any HP allocations. So I'm guessing you'd just die if it got hit once or something.
Yep.
So.
And that's kind of what you, when you play a setup like this, you have the triangle plus an attacking melee. That it's kind of a mixed bag of what you get out of those type of setups.
Yeah, so the point of that is like when you're transitioning, you want one merc to be like your anchor merc, and I'm sure that was used to farm like the multis that had Braves, so you can raise the other mercs. So I think that's the purpose of the merc.
Makes
Yeah,
sense.
like yeah, Frost was like, yeah, it's to check the Braves and the Rogues people are building this season, but yeah, I think it's really just an anchor merc for better transitioning.
The
Yeah.
anti-trog.
That's... Yes, the anti-trog. And then we have a bunch of people tied for seven. It probably makes more sense to use the Alliance Spy or the yeah,
The
because
last
then
reset.
but yeah, these are multis, you know, they're doing multi things. What they have in common is they have a monstrous scout, a weird, really high agility melee wall, and then like other random mercs. Ninety-three agility. Who has 93 agility?
Actually a beast.
It's pretty ridiculous. So I play attacking Duke, and then I was like, okay, I don't. I feel really bad about attacking this person because I might die. It's like really random. So yeah, this is the multi, and then the powerful scout. Yep. And then all the other multis are very similar.
I mean, I didn't attack any of them. I had one day that I could attack them this season. I did not benefit from the multis very much this season.
Yeah. And then I guess we can just skip to the next human player. The next cluster of human players.
How do we
Got
feel about
the
these new
Ella.
profile pages?
I like it a lot. You don't have to scroll in order to hit spy. And yeah, it's really cool. Like what so this is like really selfish, but like whenever I mass spy people, I hit control ta I open all the tabs and I hit control tab to go to the next tab. And it would be cool if the spy button was in the same position
So
because
it didn't move
sometimes
for the
there's a re
retaliations.
yeah, because then I have to I can spy like 50 people in like 30 seconds if I didn't have to move my mouse. But because the information is free, I feel like you should just be given the information without having to get it yourself because it feels like labor that isn't needed. But Azrael told me I was just lazy. I asked, I was like, why are we like, why do we need to use human labor to do this? But he was like, yeah, you've just gotten lazy. I feel like that guy in like Wall-E being like, oh, pizza grows on trees or whatever. You know how like all the people got really unhealthy in Wall-E. Yeah. So this is another knifeman. Yeah.
Knife, whip, and the defensive bow.
Yeah.
You know, I was never a believer in the defensive bow until Bagel did it a couple seasons ago, and I saw how well it worked.
Yeah, and then also like the 15%, actually, the 15% is pretty significant. So if you doubted it before, now is like maybe not the best time to doubt because the 15% makes a huge difference. Like I play attacking Duke, I had to calculate every death bow I saw just to like make sure I could actually hit it.
Well, they didn't get changed, right? They went
I
up to
believe they did.
5% only, right? Or 3%.
No,
No, you're right. You are
the
correct. You are correct. I'm totally
yes.
thinking wrong.
Okay, yeah, because I knew that detail would affect my gameplay, so I make sure it was yeah. So Dynamis is like by level 14, kept some of the mercs. And yeah, this is The Wanderer, very nice.
No.
Attacking setup.
Yeah, except knifemen suck because rogues are rogues forever.
Trogs are the best, not just rogues. So Forshard has been earning a lot of points. Forshard is playing really well this season, and this is the triangle that he's built for himself. He's Arbalest probably got new arrows today. Give it a big power spike. Yeah, looking very good.
Yeah, where are they on? Have they? So if all of these are 9 attacks for mercs, have they maxed every single day? Okay.
No, but they've gotten really close. Like, I don't think they've maxed every single day, but maybe at most one person has, but like they've all gotten really, really close every day. Like, I could tell people are actively trying.
Yeah, it would be only these two. I think it would be Dynamis and Forshard if they've done it. That's I'm sure we
Yeah.
could figure out that math, but it's not important.
Yeah, well, I mean, like at this point, Dynamis is already missed. So,
Okay.
it's either Forshard or nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have Ngibby or Ngibby 39, who's exactly the same as Ngibby 32. Definitely be careful about that. This has six mercs. So this account has six mercs. It's very interesting. So they went wide instead of tall with the allocations, and this is the result.
We even got a Stavesman in there. You don't see many of those.
No, I think Butterfly has one, and someone else, Achilles, has one. I think that's about it. But this guy has just named his mercs the name of the merc. Like, he seems like the type of dude that names his cat like cat or something. Sorry, and Gibby, I don't know you, but like, I'm just trying to have some fun. But the Stavesman is cool. Like, all these mercs are cool. This is a big attacking melee lineup. And I can't help but think that there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to play Crush of Demons style
Yep.
when they hit by level 20.
Well, I mean, we all know that Crush of Demons probably had fun last season just clicking on the top 10 and logging out for
Yeah.
the
He crushed it.
day.
Yeah.
And this guy.
Oh, I'm a traitor. I'm a traitor. Sorry, guys. So what happened was I was going to get multiple dukes, but then I noticed that random people had Whitman. So I was like, okay, I can't leave my strongman just like by itself because it might die. So then I got a duelist. So I had to go 2 and 2. I'm much better off building a triangle. So next season, I'm just going to build a boring triangle. Because like this was fun and dynamic, but it was not worth the stress and the 5 point loss in the early game. Like I felt like I played like crap. So yeah, this is the only time this will happen. But the duelist is cool. The duelist has 500 hit points. He's huge. And the swordsmen are pretty fun. Like, because it makes you feel like you're playing a mini game, like you're desperately trying to get the agility up so that it doesn't die. But then like he has so much hit point that like if he gets hit like 6 times, he's still fine. So it feels like a mini game inside of the game. These swordsmen are a riot.
You say you've only lost 5 points this season so far?
I've lost 5 points to Forshard. So if you look at like currents, like he's
Oh,
up
gotcha.
by 5 points. It's not huge, but it means that he engaged his brain a little bit more, and I might have just played too much for fun and not for like function. So I just need to just play for function. I think it'll be fine. Yeah. Let's yeah, who do you want to see? Who do you want to see?
Let's see what Crush is doing.
Yeah, Crush of Demons. Very good. Okay. This is the triangle. No, not really.
Now he's got two
Okay.
attacking mounts.
And then two defenders. Okay, so this is like basically what I'm doing, except different mercs. Like he has a fiend instead of a duelist. Which is really weird because there are a lot of really strong knifemen, but at the same time, like the strongman counters the knifemen, so maybe he's okay. Yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's traditional without being traditional.
Yeah, crush the demons. Awesome. The butterfly's got a funny build. It's ridiculous. Everyone's making fun of him.
Whip staves. Yeah, another stavesman.
Yeah. There was an attacking strongman in there, like yesterday. Let's go, team. We could do it. Yeah. This is yeah, so the speed of the swordsman can get up there. 49 is not slow. Like this swordsman probably killed a few Whitmen, in its day. Yep. And then let's check out Frosted Donut. Yeah.
Frosted donut.
Like Frosted Donut.
Donut. Where is Frost at?
Frost is above donut,
Yeah.
a few points. Yeah.
Right,
Okay.
donut.
Okay, so this is a triangle, but it has a backdoor offense. It's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's probably a good multi-killer because it's got the double attacking mount.
Yeah, he has 800 health effectively, like in his back door.
Yeah.
That is a lot of health. Yeah.
And a lot of damage. I mean, 232 is up there for the Cavalier.
Level 13 sword.
Yep.
Yeah, level 13 sword. Yeah, I guess Donut is not an individual you would attack tomorrow. And I think Frost is maybe his build is similar to mine. Yeah, except he has an extra Duke instead of the strongman. Cool. 90 accuracy on these Dukes, by the way. See, that's what happens when the multis start allocating to agility. It messes with you. It changes the whole, like, how you allocate your mercs and everything. I don't, yeah. I'm sure that's like that explains what's going on. It's there to kill like the multis and then eventually Scotty Dog, because Scotty Dog has 81 agility on the scout. Crazy. Yeah. So these guys, a lot of them are going by level 20. What's your sort of prediction on how that'll go? Do you think people will go Crush of Demons mode, or will they build triangles?
I think we're going to see a lot of Crush of Demons mode. I imagine Frost is going to be some sort of creative version of the triangle because I think the triangle is always safer and Frost is pretty risk adverse when it comes to his setups. So I don't think he's going to have, he's not going to be going seven whips or anything like that. But there's a lot of people who really enjoy playing the offensive melee. And I think it is now, it's more of an option than ever right now.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And with the swordsman now to, crush the crush of demons, it'll be fun to see how all these balances work out.
Yes. That is the thrill of HD. Knowing that a live human ecosystem builds mercs and allocates them in a way that you can't 100% control, but you have to fight against them. Yeah. So, do you think people will play knights this season? Like, what is more effective at destroying a triangle? Like, eight melee mercs or seven knights?
I think the melee mercs, because we've seen it time and time again, the back door will fizzle out at you know, in the high 20s, level 30, that range, the defense just outscales those mounted and they get countered to death even if they do the back door. So I think it's too risky to play an all-out mounted assault.
While that's true, I think that season you're talking about happened before mounts were buffed a little bit and people were pitting their mounts like a madman and buying gold and enhancing their knights. So, like, if I think people are more willing to invest in their front lines than their back lines. Or their back door, I would say. So, like, the multiple melee mercs people are going to get, the multiple archers are going to get to try to kill the melee mercs. Like, the melee merc game is, like, what people are thinking about. So if they don't invest anything into their mounts, then maybe a mounted build war.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right, well, I mean, and that's where going to be... You've got to balance that because there's going to be
a lot of people
who have the attacking front door. And then if one person decides to have that attack, you know, the six mounts or something, they will be eaten good, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah. And then there's also like the weird question. So like, let's say I'm building seven knights and one defense melee merc, and you're building seven melee mercs and one defense knight. Who wins that fight?
Oh. I mean,
yeah.
That's why it's going to be fun, because we're going to see things we've never seen before.
Absolutely. 15%. 15% is crazy, by the way.
But it's great. It really makes you think about those strengths and weaknesses, and that's what the system has been there for, and this is kind of what the spirit of the game has always been. So now it's been amplified.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, so we made a few changes to the game. How do you feel about the swordsman? Like, I know you don't have one yourself, but have you attacked anybody with a swordsman? Did you feel it was easy? Did the swordsman complicate your decision making at all?
Yeah, you know, I didn't play a swordsman, and I didn't play anything that is, you know, specifically weak to the swordsman, so it hasn't really been much of a consideration. Mm-hmm. I did consider making a swordsman my primary defender when going to 20, but I ruled that out a few days ago just because I was looking at the growth rate. The agility, the low agility just scared me too much that I couldn't do it. I mean, that's why I love the rogue, because it's got the superior agility versus the axe, and so I couldn't live with having 36 accurate agility on my swordsman, whatever it was base.
That's funny. The swordsman certainly interesting. It is really hard to play a swordsman with two mercs only, because a swordsman practically does nothing. So like, if your duke accidentally dies, there's no way you're gonna win the fight, because the swordsman doesn't have enough damage to do anything. So it will literally stalemate a death bow. So definitely I wouldn't expect a person to like jump at the chance to play a swordsman if they have only two mercs.
Yeah. I feel like I'll end up with a swordsman just because I think it's going to be necessary in this whipman meta that we're I'm expecting to see.
Yeah, I'm expecting to see crush of demons. Lots of guys. Yeah, lots of guys playing that sort of build. That build was really cool last month. I think we should just give him a crown, because like last month, two of the players were not even playing HD at the end of the game. It was messed up. Yeah, Crush of Demons did great. And he's, you know, now we're getting the four shards. We're getting the Crush of Demons.
It, right.
You know, but no one calls the Tribo the chicken eater. But, you know, maybe we can start a little bit. Yeah, what do you think the place of that like four merc lean build will be? Like, do you think people will actually want to do that, or does that just feel really bad?
It's got to be tough, because there's going to be a lot of 6, 8, 10 mercenary builds coming down the stretch here.
Wait, did you say 10 mercenary builds?
There'll be some. I guarantee you there'll be some 10 there.
That's so stupid. You can get one wall, one knight, and 8 archers. Yeah. Shoutouts to Jabari.
10 whips. That's the way to go.
10 whips. You know, that's actually not terrible. But yeah, this season's going to be really interesting. This is a first of the kind. And tomorrow we're going to begin to see what people are about to do. And then I think by Monday, we're going to really know what the meta is. So maybe in like 5 days, we should do another episode.
Yeah, sit down and see where everybody's going.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Do you have any top 5 predictions? This is really hard to do because no one has really solidified their final build. But like, judging by the path of the players,
it is really hard. I mean, Jib's in the top 5. Well, he's down to 6 right now. So Jib always figures something out. So Jib will probably be, he'll be in the top 10. Top 5 is, I still can't believe he did it last season, going 12 attacks or whatever.
He played great. He played a perfect season.
Yeah, it was good. And then, it's going to be, I'm sorry, Monk and Scotty Dog. I just don't think that you're going to be able to recover these next few days at bi level 2.
I don't think they believe that either, so it's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Newstone's kind of in that same boat. And so if we go down to Bagel, 9 attackers here. Yeah, Bagel's up there. Bagel has always been, what does she finish? Like 12th, 11th, and then 10th, and then 9th? Like
these 12, last 11, and 9.
12, 11, 9?
We skip 10.
So with this one, she's always had strength in her lineup. This is the first time she's gone attacks versus that strength.
I think she's copying Jib.
Okay, well, that's a good person to follow.
That's a good person to follow, yeah, but you have to be crazy like Jib. I don't think you need more experience to do that.
You need some heavy drinkers.
Yes, weekend drinkers. Yeah.
And then if we look at, four shard, like this whole 9 attack group from 4 shard down, we're all within, 4 shard's got 27, 37. That's, he's got 35 on me. That's 15 people right there within 100 points. So if somebody in this group figures out that magic, I'm going to be able to attack the top, 12 every day. Crush of Demons is right there. You're always scary, so I'm going to, that's just going to be a de facto easy pick for the top 5.
Yeah, I guess the question really is, who do you think is most likely to figure out the best build? That's what it boils down to, right? But that's a good question to ask. If you're trying to project top players based on who can figure out the top build, I think HD is going in a great direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm interested to see what you're going to do tomorrow with your 4 slots at 20. Because you have promised some wild things.
Yeah.
I just mean gamesmanship. You've been telling me privately it's gonna be crazy. That's all I've gotten out of you so far.
Yeah. But I don't feel crazy anymore. Because you've been telling me some people that you've talked to are gonna be I'm gonna go 10 mercs.
I think that's crazy. Without giving anything away in Knights of the Round, they have been contemplating some wild builds. So I think we're gonna have a season to remember when it comes to melee mercenaries.
That's really funny because nobody in my alliance has talked about it even. We have not talked about endgame build at all. We're just chilling, having our chicken,
That's what we've got. We've got Dynamis, who's new a new comeback this season, and he's been
Dynamis is solid. He's been doing great. He's very good.
And so he fit right into KOTR just with our nonsense of talking about nonsense and then trying to build wild things.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. We will see in a few days.
Besides you, who do you got? Who's going to be chasing you this season?
Who's going to be chasing me this season? Okay. So I think Like, I want to win the season. But I'm not guaranteed to win. I think players are a lot sharper this season compared to last season. It's really going to be about building, for sure. And I'm thinking, like, so you know how, like, usually people build their mercs and then they ramp up their attacks? What if, like, you ramped up your attacks and then you built your mercs after your competitors, after knowing what they did?
I mean, that's not, I thought about doing this last season. You talked me out of it,
Yeah.
actually.
Yeah, I think it's a little weird, but like now because the merc strengths and weaknesses are so much more pronounced, a younger merc can actually fight an older merc if they have an advantage.
Yeah.
So it's like more relevant now than it has ever been. I don't know. I don't know. Then we're at this point, we're just playing mercenary Jenga, you know? It's like who like hires a last merc to like up the last guy. Mercenary Jenga is not the worst type of Jenga though. It's definitely trash Jenga. Like if you ever live with roommates and like you're just trying to like put garbage in the bin and you're just waiting for someone else to take the garbage out. That is, yeah, if you cohabitate with anybody and you play trash Jenga, this is a shout out to you. Yeah, I would like to put myself in there. I think Forshard's gonna definitely be in there. I don't think he was happy with last season for a number of reasons. Crush of Demons has always had very good vision for the game, but I feel like I'm not really sure. Yeah, so let's say Crush of Demons myself, Forshard. So Frost and Beck both have lost offensives. Like, it's really hard for them to recover from that, I feel, but they can do it. Butterfly has lost an offensive. I'm gonna put Shiny in here because he reached by level 20, and I want it to be aspirational. Want you to aspire for a top five. And yeah, and then what's the last pick?
PGM. PJM is going to be the surprise top five this season.
Gonna be 420 Weed Wizard. It's gonna be the weed, it's gonna be the sorcerer,
Where is the weed
the conjurer of cannabis. He hasn't played today. I was like looking at the top current top 200 and he has 0 points. So hopefully he plays
Gotcha.
today.
He's got three attacking mounts here.
Yes.
And swordsman.
Yeah, people are playing swordsmen. It's so funny. Like, we tried really hard to not make them stupidly OP. So like they might need a little bit tuning at the end of the season, depending on how we feel and also player feedback. But now they seem pretty fair. Yeah.
And so what you're saying is the surprise hero of the season is going to be the
Who knows? I mean, Stavesman
Stavesman.
defense was buffed. Like you need some sort of check to the Whitman, right? Like the Whitman, I think on average each player is gonna have like 2.5 Whitman. Like the people with 6 Whitman are gonna average out the people with 0.
I'm pretty
So
sure I'll finish with zero.
yeah, and then you'll have one player with like 6.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have on average each player is gonna have 2.5 Whitman. Yeah. I want Caterpillar to do better. Or I guess it would be Butterfly now. He quit last season. I think he was like really frustrated. And then would be great to see Dynamis play well too and finish out the season strong because he's a returning player. He picked up like the strategy pretty well. And yeah, Jib, always Jib. And Bagel copying Jib. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Cool. So it looks like we need to come back in 5 to 7 days and see what the clown fiesta of Wiltshire is going to turn into.
Watch, it's going to be everybody's going to have a triangle, and there's going to be no fun going on at all.
Everybody plays a four shard.
A four shard with a crit bow.
How would that work?
Yeah,
oh, it would just not have a doubt. It wouldn't. There would be no damage bow. It'd just be a crit bow.
I love it.
That's so dumb. Yeah. So I mean, like, honestly, the damage bow kind of drops off in utility like the last week. Like, it's really good for the first however much season you have while you have it, and then it becomes really, really difficult to rely on the last week. So you need those crit bows.
Good to know.
It's gonna be fun. Gonna be real interesting. I think, like, one detail that might matter that hasn't really gone into play is, like, people have damage bows and they treat it as their primary archer, right? And then they start pitting that archer, but at some point it's going to fall off. There's no way it's going to outgrow, like, executioners. So maybe if you have multiple bows, you got to pivot to pitting another crit bow, because crit bows grow faster because they have better accuracy, so they get more out of the pit. So at some point you need to switch. I didn't switch last season, but, like, I probably should have. And when you switch, it might also make a difference.
Makes a lot of sense.
HD is full of mysteries. we have no idea what's going to happen next week.
That's what I think. This is, like, the first time where I just have no idea.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. All right, we have to give the viewers a prize. If anybody leave a comment in the video guessing what some of the builds are, and if you guess them all right, we'll give you a huge prize.
That's right, huge prize.
Huge prize.
$50 gold credit in a season where there's no gold buying.
Yes. It's going to be huge.
Except not that, but...
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But yeah, any sort of ending comments you want to make before we peace out?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I didn't think the dropping the gold buying would have much of an effect on the season, and I don't think it did, so.
It gives you peace of mind. Yeah. It, like, lets you know that it's so, like, people are playing under fair conditions that are equal. And it gives you that peace of mind. Then you're motivated to play every day, not knowing that some person's just going to buy like $50 worth of gold. You know, like, who knows? Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. We need to monetize the game somehow, but, you know, it's... Yeah. All right. So I think that's it for this podcast. I had a lot of fun. The next one, we're going to see what happens, and maybe we'll bring on a guest. Maybe we'll bring on Crush of Demons and we'll be like, what the hell, dude? Like, what have you done to the server? You know, like, we'll bring someone, maybe Frost, you know, someone fun, get more people in the conversation. And if you want to be in the conversation too, if you want to be on the any of the content, just leave us a comment on YouTube or on Discord. Definitely interact with the YouTube video, like it, subscribe. You know, it'll help visibility and grow the channel.
For real, though, Crush of Demons is the reason that everybody believes in the Whipman right now, because he proved it possible.
Yes. Crush of Demons. All right. Peace, guys. We'll be back soon, and pay attention to the spies.